Good evening, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill and of good conscience, wherever you are listening. This is a live broadcast all the way from London. I am here at the venue of the IPOB London Family Meeting. Essentially, this is a town hall meeting here in London, precisely. And we are here with our brothers, with our friends, and with some degree of certainty, we are going to reach the ends of the earth. We are starting this live broadcast at this particular point in time because of this special arrangement. We are here to say the way it is, and I am at home with my brothers, with my sisters, with friends and family of Biafrans around the world. Welcome to this program, and we shall go straight into the business of the day. And I will hand over the microphone to one of us here who will be conducting the affairs. Thank you.
Flag of liberty. liberty.
We shall emerge triumphant.
We shall emerge triumphant from this ordeal.
And through the crucible.
And through the crucible, some scatter will pass.
When we are poised.
When we are poised, the wounds of battle to heal.
We shall remember
those who died the mass.
They shall have trumpets.
They shall.
Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
May we observe 2 minutes silent for our dead heroes and heroines. May the souls of our dad, mom, brothers and sisters, the people that fought that Biafra may remain, may their soul rest in peace.
Yeah.
I hide the microphone back to our able deputy.
Thank you very much. And this is a very special evening for us Biafrans, especially those in the United Kingdom and precisely here in London. I am surrounded with our brothers, with our fathers, with our cousins, and indeed with friends of Biafra. And it is very important that I begin by observing one thing, that I am at home with my brothers and we are doing things in the usual way we are known as Biafrans. When I came in here, I was given this color note, and it is a mark of honor, and I wholeheartedly accepted it. But there is a saying that when Kolanot gets home, right, then you now begin to ask, where has he come from? I don't need to go home. I am at home here. And so we must eat this Kolanot together. So, in that regard, I will not waste time in inviting Dey Njoku. He is a Biafra veteran, and with some degree of precision, he must be the oldest among us here. And I am urging everyone to welcome Dey Njoku to talk to us. To speak to us, to speak over this color note, to speak life over it, that when we eat it, we will eat life, we will eat happiness, we will eat progress, and we will eat victory. Dey Njoku, Kanka.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
Biafra, where's when?
Yeah.
Almighty God, Chukwa Biama. We thank you for assembling your children, descendants of Eri, who occupied the land you assigned to them in the continent that was supposed to be called Ethiopia, but called Africa. We have lived there for the number of years you assigned it to us. Later on, hungry men ran away from Europe and came to our land and took us into slavery. In addition, occupied our land. When we objected, the majors were people we did not know. Almighty Chukwa Biama, assemble with your angels and our holy ancestors. Come and bless and eat this communion with us. You take yours in spirit, and those of us living will eat in the flesh. Bless this color nut that whoever amongst us here eats it will eat with life dedicated to you. We eat it that we might nourish our blood system, improve our brains, give us love for one another, give us our heart desire, which is our land of Biafra. As we are in foreign land, we've not begrudged or coveted any property that belonged to our host. But our host, if you have occupied our land majors with enemy, Almighty Chukwu Abiyama, with our supplication, we are crying to you. We are not strong. We haven't got all the weapons of this world. But you are our Redeemer. Assemble with your angels. From amongst us, any saboteurs, within or without, and all those who fail to be priests and who negate the commandment of God. Almighty Chukwa Biama, may you kick them out of our community and drown them in the ocean.
Yeah.
Those who covet our land, we have not coveted yours. What belongs to us is ours. Those who deny us what belongs to us, may Almighty God deny them what belongs to them.
Yeah.
As we are living in their land, the best of everything, Almighty God, give it to us. And as we go home, may we have no hunchback. And as we're going, let all our brothers and sisters in Biafra land, may they not all die, so that there will be some to make us welcome. All good things we want for each one of us, man or woman. Whoever should deny us our own, may he have nothing for himself. And when we go home, may our land be restored. All this we ask in the name of Chukwu Kike, Chukwu Abiyama. Peace be unto you all.
And unto you too.
Right. Thank you very much. That was Ise. That was one of our own veteran there in Joku, who had just prayed over the kola nut, and we all know what kola nut is in Biafra land, and we ask God Almighty to bless our father, our brother, and our veteran. He shall live and see Biafra. Thank you very much. And this kola nut, please, has to be divided. Everybody will have to eat it. Very important.
I think about Vanilla to Mojo. I think about Nilu. Don't be afraid. All hail Biafra!
All hail
Biafra!
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 Biafra! Biafra!
Thank you, Uzoaka. Uzoaka is the deputy coordinator of London branch. Good evening, fellow Biafrans. Wherever you are, today is the 20th of August, 2016. And the time is about 5 minutes to 21 hours here in London, and of course the same time in Biafra land. We are at Elam Grove in East London, here in Forest Gate. Of course, Uchemefo Nwokukua is sitting at the throne as always. And I tell you, Biafrans, this place is full of Biafrans. Let me remind you something before I can even speak more. Buhari, the pedophile, the uncircumcised element we have in the zoo, thought that when he held and kidnapped director that everything would just fall off. Do you know that since the kidnap of Onwa Buruburu, Nnamdi Kanu, Hamadike, we have Biafrans coming out from every nook and cranny to join Biafrans? Is that not true, Biafrans?
Yeah.
I love Biafrans. You know why? Because we are just like termites. The more you keep Biafrans, the more they come. Biafrans, is that not true?
Yeah.
You see, Buhari says he wants to, our director wants to beg and say he wants to renounce Biafra, which is unthinkable. Let's assume that it's thinkable. Let's assume that on Hamadike, Onwa Buruburu, director of Nnamdi Kanu, wants to renounce Biafra. Let's agree. Let's go with the argument. Biafra's here. Would you renounce Biafra?
No!
You see, the noise is even shaking the microphone. So, that will tell the pedophile that he's just barking on the wrong tree. Biafra's are stubborn to death. You are killing somebody, they are still coming. Not afraid of death. Today, the people that took oath has even quadrupled the ones that are already here. As it's happening here in London, of course, we know we are safe here. It's also happening in Biafra land. But mind you, we still have few individuals who are betraying us. But Biafrans, I tell you the truth, Biafra is here. Because a lot of things are going under the waters. We don't want to say it so quickly. Buhari will soon die. That guy is a cancer patient. He is terminal, and his terminal illness will take him very soon. Is it not true?
Yeah.
All right, next, please. Let me stop so far because we have a lot of people here, and the time we have is very short. Next, back to Uzoaka.
Thank you.
All hail Biafra.
All hail
Biafra.
Biafra.
Biafra. Biafra. My name is Chikeluam Obuana, popularly known as Uzoaka. I'm from Umudioka village, Oka, in Biafra land. I happen to be the deputy coordinator, London. Oh, hell, Biafra!
Oh,
Durani Naga, Nandi Durani Naga. Durani Naga, Nandi Durani Naga. Okwanyi bo sisi na mimburo madurani naga. Okwanyi bo sisi na mimburo madurani naga. Your voice! Umemaga fumaya nandi durani naga. Ome maga funjo ya uche na duranyi naga. Okwanyi bo sisi na mimpura maduranyi naga. Okwanyi bo sisi na mimpura maduranyi naga.
Duranyi naga nani.
Oh yes! Kureya ine kumakia ohamadike one of Biafra land. Onwa bulubulu. Onwa bulubulu one of Biafra land. Durai naga nandi durai naga. Durai naga nandi durai naga. Manyibo sisi na mimpura madurai naga. Kwanyibo sisi na mimpura madurai naga.
Durai naga nandi durai naga. Durai naga nandi durai naga. Manyibo sisi na mimpura madurai naga.
Umemane kwema ya nandi duranyi gaba. Umenjone ya njo ya nandi duranyi gaba. Manyi bosisi na mimpuro maduranyi naga. Manyi bosisi na mimpuro maduranyi naga. Oh hell Biafra. 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 I thank each and every one of us here. I say Mechuku Okikabi are my guide and protectors. Both the people outside UK, the people in Biafra land, anywhere you are, remain resolute. Because we are Biafrans, the children of Chukwu Okikabi Ama. Thank you, and may God bless you as you wait to listen more.
Oh, na, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Oh Lord, we praise you. Praise, bless, Nande Biafra. Amen, amen.
Oh Lord, we praise you. Praise you, Nande Kano. Amen,
amen. Oh Nanya Yogi. Gozela nyomo Biafra. Amen, amen.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
My name is Michael Chinweze Wankwo. I am from Obofia Okunano in Biafra land. And by the grace of Chukwu Okikabi Ama, I serve my country Biafra in the capacity of the General Secretary for London. Happy listening.
All hail Biafra. My name is Emeki Kanyong. I'm from Ogiri, Biafra land. You're welcome. Thank you. I'm financial secretary for Biafra. Thank you.
All hail Biafra.
Biafra.
Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Kelechukwu Abiam. I'm from Owerri. And I call it Owerri sector is because Owerri is where Buhari and Obasanjo led the massacre. They killed so many of us. So it's still, you know, in my mind up to today. It's very fresh. Keeping on. Don't give up. Biafra is very near. Thank you very much.
Oh, hey, Biafra.
Oh, hey, Biafra.
Oh, hey, Biafra. My name is CJ Maduka Okafor. I am from Opo. Opo is in there we serve. Biafra land. I am the provost of the IPOB family in London. My brothers and sisters, Biafrans back home worldwide, Biafra is here. Do not give up. Do your very best. I tell you one thing, you might not have the financial help, but what you can do, go every corner, every signboard in Biafra land. Buy yourself paint. Black, red, green. Paint paint Biafra color everywhere. In the bus stop, in the signboards, in the billboards, in the night, where the zoo police might not see you. Do it. Travel all over the Biafra land. Anywhere you go, paint it Biafra color. Biafra is here. Do your bit. I love Biafrans, and I love Biafra as a country. Oh, hey, Biafra!
Oh, hey, Biafra!
Lord, shall we live?
We love you back.
Oh, hey, Biafra.
Oh, hey, Biafra.
Oh, hey, Biafra. My name is Chikezi Obijaku. I'm from our boy, Hitowo, in Olu AGA, Imo State. I pray, because Biafra is near, we have to be in that land. We will all rejoice together. No matter what enemy is doing, it's just for the time being. I promise you, Nnamdi is coming out soon. He will lead us to that mountain. Ijuko Kikabia, my prayer.
Ise.
Aya ututu. Aya ubiafra. Potera yumune. Potera umu biafra. Biafra, kwenu. Oh, hey, Biafra. My name is Nnajo Fokenwa from Abugo in Nkano Enugu, Biafra land. We understand that Buhari is deaf, but at the end of the day now, he must understand, and he is hearing, that we are millions of Nnamdi. And so he is wasting his time. The earlier he let him go, the better for him. Because when he continue holding him down, millions will come and attack him back. Oh, hey, Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All
hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
My name is George Izichukwu Ume. I'm from Nnewi South, Amich, to be precisely, Biafra land. And I'm serving Biafra, my country, as a capacity of welfare officer. And I thank everybody for listening. All I want to say this night is that it's given me so much joy. My brothers and sisters in Biafra land, I was with you guys last year when everything was going down. And so many of them that still know me, I'm in the forum with them because this struggle, we are not going back. Our director, Hamadike Nnamdi Kanu, has done something that even in any, I don't know how to put it, but for me, I've signed my death warrant, my family members know already. And I'm telling my brothers and sisters back home and those everywhere in the world, we have to get up and get Biafra because there's nothing left for us. Thank you for listening.
Biafra.
Freedom.
Biafra.
Freedom.
My name is Mazi Uu Noloka. Some of my friends see me on Facebook. Sometimes they ask what Uu stand for. I will say that today, yeah? O stand for Ustadema Okorie Noloka. I'm from Ihe Mbose in Ekusigo, Biafra land. I am the property manager, IPOB London. You are welcome.
Thank you.
I just want to just make a very special appeal here. All our women here, please let them talk. After that, then men, we continue, please. Very important. I crave your indulgence, please.
All hey, Biafrans.
All hey,
Biafra. Biafra, mekomo. Sorry, I'm going to speak my language. In the top, Biafra, mekomo, perfect mo for. Edemetangi ko, edemasam from Eket. I am from Akwa Ibom State in Biafra land. I would like to say a very big thank you to all our Niger Delta boys for the good work they are doing. And at the same time, to thank all my sisters and brothers for the phone calls that came in. Was it 2-3 weeks ago? I listened to everybody. And to thank Ucheme for the Calabar music, Akwa Ibom music you are playing. Every day I keep on dancing once I listen to the music. Thank you. And for our brother Nnamdi Kanu, we miss you. And we would like to say to Buhari, if you can let Nnamdi Kanu out, you will have your Ariwa and Oduduwa country in peace. But holding director, you are wasting your time, to be honest. So thank you very much. My name is Edema Sam. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. I'm Olak Roslyn Wadigo. My name is Olak Roslyn Wadigo. I'm from Imo State, Biafra.
Thank you very much.
Oh, hey, Biafra. Yeah, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Prince Theophilus Oba Asonye from Owaza and Abia State, Okwa local government area. I just want to give 5 oza to Niger Delta youth, because I belong to Niger Delta youth. All Niger Delta youth, hear my voice this night. Give me 5 oza. Oza! 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 Boza! Boza! That is how we used to do it during the time of NDDC. Yeah, my brothers and sisters, we have suffered a lot from the hands of these Hausa Fulanis. From my village, they have a very long pipe taking gas from my village to Kaduna. It's ongoing now. My youth are suffering no employment, graduates. And that is why we are fighting for Biafra. And Biafra, we must achieve. So I'm telling my brothers back home, stand up for Biafra, because Biafra is near. And that is how I hope. All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra. My name is Mike Nwajago. I'm from Abujog in Orumba, Biafra land. Before I go any further, I would like to wake up our spirits with one lovely song. If any nezuroke, if any nezuroke, if any nezuroke, nani sabu. Sabu, sabu kwe hani, nani sabu, sabu, sabu. Ife ni ne zuroke, akono ba zuroke, amami he zuroke, nani sabu, sabu, sabu kwe hani, nani sabu, sabu, sabu. My brothers and sisters, I'm not going to take much of your time, but I want to remind our youth back home that what me, Mike and Wajagu miss, they will not miss it. That Biafra will be a land of prosperity, a land full of wealth, a land full of job, because as I'm talking to you now, my junior brother went to NDLA training. They didn't take him. They said to him, after all the training, he said the outside guys, they sit one side and join. After they finish the training, they ask him, which Elijah give you paper to come? In the first place, which state are you from? Anambra. Oh, your quota has been taken. Did you have any complimentary card from the Elijahs? No. Are you a Muslim? No. Are you ready to be Muslim? No. Nothing for you. Oh, hey, Biafra!
Oh, hey, Biafra. Oh, hey, Biafra. My name is Justice Odemu Chichukwu Akijubu Kachi Lois. I am from Owerri Ponkwem, Biafra land. Uche, you're welcome. My namesake. God bless you. I just want to read a passage I came across the other day. Someone in their 30s, in 1966,
decided to write this to encourage Biafrans. It says, indeed, we are braced to face and conquer the challenges of the future. We believe that the tomorrow we face, or the battle for survival, will not be won by bullets or savagery, but by brain power, modern skills, and the determination to live and succeed. We also believe that out of the carnage and wrecks of the past will emerge a new breed of men and women, resolute, powerful, and prosperous. And that 30-something-year-old is someone called Lieutenant Colonel Chukwuemeka Odumegwu-Jukwu. That was before the Biafra was declared. That was after the massacre in the north. So 50 years later, we're here. So I come to remind you that as we fly this flag, which is our tricolor flag, part of our national anthem states that the waving standard which emboldens the free shall always be our flag of liberty. And finally, Uche, it says here in the penultimate verse of our national anthem, we ask God to bless those who rule and to serve with resoluteness to make our land a land of righteousness. May God bless you all. Thank you for coming.
All hail Biafra. My name is Daniel Dike. Daniel Dike is from Nenwe, Enugu State, Biafra land. I want to urge all my brothers and sisters in Biafra land and the whole world to remain resolute, because Biafra is just around the corner. Biafra is ours. I'm a proud Biafran, and Biafra we get. All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra. My name is Moses Chibikem Goswell. I'm from Ezinite Obisi in Mbisa, Biafra land. I want to use this opportunity to thank our brothers and sisters who are at home, who are facing the heat. We recognize all what you are doing. We love all of you. And most especially, our freedom fighters, the Niger Delta Avengers. We encourage you. We all love you. We know that what you are doing is not easy, but you are doing this for generation to come, and you will not be left alone. We know it's not easy. We know what you are doing. Do not be intimidated. We know you must have been tempted, either with money or so many other things. But remember that no one that has done anything with that zoo country called Nigeria, that they were not tricked. You know everything. So do not give up. Try your best. Because if you surrender, it will be a mark of shame. And we all will not have a place to go. The only place we have is Biafra. We have no other land. We cannot go to Kaduna. We cannot go to Jos. We cannot go to Sokoto. No other country place we can go in that country except that Biafra land. A land that is full of milk and honey. Try your best. Do not be discouraged. All hail Biafra.
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 My name is Mr. David Madabuchi Anodilo from Omomak. Kaudo Dremo Biafra. Ndewone.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
My name is Marcel Abaneke, and I'm from Owerebiri. Owerebiri is in Olo. Olo is in Imo State, Biafra land. What I would like to tell our people in Biafra land is that since I was born, there's nothing good coming out of Nigeria. So everybody should stick on a way to get Biafra. The only way forward is to get Biafra. That's with Nigeria, that's nothing like Nigeria. Nigeria is expired, and we should move on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. My name is Benjamin Wokezike Onoha. I come all the way from Ngugo Ikeduru in Imo State, Owerri. I'm using this opportunity to tell all my brothers and sisters all over the world that instead of me to be a saboteur, it's better for me to die in the front of the war. Thank you, remain resolute, and I love you, Biafra. Biafra, I remain, Biafra, we stand. All hail Biafra!
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 My name is Engineer Chrysogonus Ebe from Umu Okrika in Mbise. I can't forget one thing my dad says every time. I hear that declaration. When he come with Ojukwu, Ojukwu said, on our body we stand. This time, on Biafra we stand. Don't lose faith. And for you brothers back home there, you have not done anything wrong by my assessment. Oye sinde magala ya, ni oge ga ya. Mere ni ga wain hun. Ayin support to lunu.
All hail Biafra.
My name is Ifeanyi Chukwu Nwachukwu, Mother Abuchi O Ezu, a true Biafran. I was a few years before the Civil War, and I was about 8 when it ended. So anybody who is saying that we don't know the war, I saw savagery in the war, I saw inhumanity in the war, and that's why we won Biafra, period. And people are toying with our director, holding him on trumped-up charges. I want to tell Nigeria, the Zoological Republic, one thing. Nnamdi Kanu and Uche Mefo, Imam Mezu, Iranya, all the directors of state who are heading this agitation of this time, they are the cream of our society. They are the best in people that have come up in a generation, in our generation. And let no man dream of harming any of us or any of them, because they don't want, they don't covet anybody's land, anybody's property. They just want a homeland where our people will be safe and feel safe and be able to be unleashed, because we are unleashed now. We need to be unleashed. Biafra and Biafran potential need to be unleashed. So Nnamdi Kanu is my director, our director, our leader, my leader. Nnamdi Kanu is my professor. Within a short period, I listened to him. I learned what people spend 5 years in university, they don't learn. So he is our professor, and he is our prophet. And this is not a prophet you can kill, and we stand down and watch. We cannot sit down and watch. You cannot torture him. You cannot harm him. And then we say, bygone. First of all, he has millions of himself. He has cloned himself. Millions of us. So we are mad, crazy about Biafra. This time around, we are not yielding until we get Biafra. And secondly, what I want to say is, for the present generations, let us try to be that kind of generation that our deputy Uche Mofo, my gentle giant, I call him, everybody has his name anyway, but what he says about a generation that are busy now, before they came, there's none like them. While they are here, none like them. And when they are gone, there will be none like them. Biafrans, wherever you are, try to belong to that group. Let's achieve Biafra. Let's build up Biafra for the sake of posterity. Now, please, one more second.
I want a message. I have a message for Oduduwa and the Arewa. If you have elite, political, educational, if you have men like Sanusi, Lamido Sanusi, and all of them that went to school know the current 2016 values, why can't you know that Nigeria is not working? Tell your people to let Biafra go. Don't slaughter us, because you cannot shut us up by slaughtering us. Act like you have act like you have thinking faculty of 2016, the 21st century. We should, yes, man. You should act like that and let Biafra go. Let us go. Nigeria is not working. If it works for Arewa and Oduduwa, fine for them. Let us go. We will not belong to Nigeria anymore. Over 50 years of my life I spent in Nigeria, and I have seen that it's not working. All hail Biafra.
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 My name is Udobodo Ndive. I come from Aguleri in Anambra State and Biafra land. Only one message I have for the whole world. In this struggle, which is restoration of Biafra, we have only one gear, and that is forward gear. We don't have reverse gear. All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
Good talk.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
Can anybody tell me where Okra Awusa is now? Buhari is not even hearing anymore. Yeah, he's gone. And what is his name again? Okra Awusa, born by Awusa Mafunani, Alamajiri, ruling the Igbo people. Is that not madness? Anyway, let me start. My name is Chief Uchenwa Nwiwu. I'm not one of the stupid red calf chiefs that betray Biafra. Once you betray Biafra, I'm not going to make it with the Akalanya. All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
Yeah. My name is Samuel Ezokoli. I am from Oko in Orumba North local government area. My advice goes to Niger Delta Avengers. We are with you people. Keep on keeping on. That is what I want to tell you people. Thank you. All hail Biafra.
Biafra.
Freedom.
Biafra.
Freedom.
Freedom.
Biafra.
My name is Ndudu Mojego. I'm from in Osun Alamini in Biafra land. The way forward is Biafra. No going back. All hail
Biafra.
All hail
Biafra.
Biafra.
Freedom.
Biafra.
Freedom.
My name is Nnamdi Nwoze from Enugu in Biafra land. And I am a child soldier during Nigerian Biafran War, 1969. And I belong to 39 Patrol, 11 Squadron of BA Rangers. All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
IPOB. My name is Robert Ngu from Amobo Boji Ngu in Enugu, Biafra land. My brothers and sisters worldwide, wherever you are, I would like to pass this message, especially to the to our Niger Delta Avengers. I just want to let them know that if there's, because there will be sort of temptations coming over them. If Buhari tried to bribe you with a $20 billion, pounds, or whatever, know it that Buhari do not perform any magic to make money. Buhari is never a magician. He never got money-making machine in his backyard. He made that money from your own backyard. That money belongs, supposed to be yours, and he might have made 100 times of that money. So just bear in mind that whatever that is coming over there, if it wants to clean Ogoni land, the money is going to invest there, supposed to be yours. You supposed to, Buhari did not go to school. You can manage your resources by yourself. And IPOB have given you that chance that if Biafra comes, you manage your resources by yourself. You can own oil block. So there's no magic they make before somebody becomes oil block owner. So bear this in mind, and all of us should work towards having our freedom through the platform of IPOB. All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
My name is Francis Okudrichukwuafo. I'm from Nkanu West in Enugu State, Biafra land. I want to use the opportunity to thank our leaders, especially Nnamdi Kanu and Uche Mefo, and all our principal officers. I want to tell you, Biafrans, that one of the things that happened to me, that has ever happened to me in my life, is to get myself identified with my family, and that is family of Biafran. And ever since then, I've been doing my best to see that, you know, I see that this restoration of Biafra, you know, is finally achieved. I just want to use this little time to offer prayer to our leader Nnamdi Kanu and the Biafrans. Everlasting and eternal King of Glory, we thank you at this hour. We thank you for bringing such a leader, a true leader like Nnamdi Kanu and Uche Mefo, the deputy. Father, we thank you, Father, for all our principal officers. We thank you for those that have volunteered themselves to see that this Biafra is achieved by their effort, by their finances. In all ways, Father God Almighty, we commit all the Biafrans into your able hand. And those are our heroes and heroines that have, you know, passed away because of the issue of this Biafra, for the restoration of Biafra, that God Almighty grant them eternal rest. In the name of Yahshua. Father God Almighty, we pray and we cover Nnamdi Kanu in that prison in the precious blood of Yahshua. Father, we pray that you said your word that for the fact that the gathering, if they have gathered, but for the fact that the gathering is not of the Lord, that it shall not stand. In the name of Yahshua. Father, we soak all the Biafrans who are working tirelessly to see that Biafran, we achieve Biafran, that God Almighty, that you keep them and preserve them and their families in the name of Yahshua. All hail Biafra.
Biafra,
freedom.
Biafra,
freedom.
Freedom.
Biafra.
My name is Tochukwu Temple Epugalo. I'm from Uli in Biafra land. Our deputy leader, Maz Uche Mefo, you are welcome in our midst. I want to use this opportunity to urge all Biafrans, wherever they are, especially in Biafra land, to remain resolute. Biafra is coming. The only language we understand is Biafra.
Yes.
It's either Biafra or nothing. And our great leader, Maazi Nnamdi Kanu, we pray that Chukwuke Abiyama will continue to protect and guide him wherever he is.
Yes.
Buhari is just wasting his time.
Yes.
There are millions of Nnamdi Kanus. He haven't seen anything yet. And my advice to our great freedom fighters, the Avengers, I love hearing boom, boom. Each time, if I don't hear boom, boom, I become annoyed. So let the boom, boom continue. You are doing the work of Chukwu Okike Abiama. All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra. My name is Jomeri Aloinweje. I'm from Abata, Ndiowu, in Biafra land. My fellow Biafrans, forever, I have only one word to Lochas Adamu or Lochas Muhammad, whatever he calls himself. He should make sure that his brother Buhari give him a place in Adwa land before Biafra is coming to stay, because we are not going to live with him. Take that note.
True say, my brother, true say.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
My name is Uche Ibekwe. I come from Obakala, Omuahia, Abia State. This is my first time to talk to you, to my people. I am referring straight to my capital, Omuahia. I am talking direct to the people of Ohonho, Afara, Ibeku, Obakala, Olokoro. I just want to ask you people, why are you not talking on the radio? Why are you not fighting? The man we are talking about is our son. He's from our land. He's from Omuahia. Omuahia people, you are disappointing. You forgot why Ojukwu made his bunker. It's because you can keep secret. I see no reason why Omuahia people just keep mute. None of them is talking. They only go after Oga, OT, and we are no more in politics. We are fighting for Biafra. I want to be hearing people calling from calling from Ibeku, calling from Afara, calling from Olokoro, calling from Obakala, calling from Item. I want to be hearing your voices. We have Boko Haram somewhere in Obakala, in Barakuma, where they camp them. We've never had any story. What is going on there? Obakala people, wake up. Umaya, wake up. Ibeku, wake up. Afara, wake up. Ohuhu, wake up. So, I would like you to be calling. Oh, hey, Biafra.
Oh, hey, Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
My name is Emeka Chukwu Emeka Okonkwo from Abatete, the Idemili North. My advice to my fellow Biafrans is to keep it on, because the work is already finished. The division they gave us, they now realize that it's no more working. So that's the only thing, the only unity. Only unity is only that. It's the only thing that will keep us moving on.
That's right.
Yeah. So I'm encouraging you guys. I don't want to waste much time about the issues on board, but I only say good luck for you guys. I wish you success. It's you people who know as core Biafrans. It's not the people that we say that they are ruining us. They are scamming all over the world, you know, trying to make deal with ourselves. Your name is written. We can never forget you. You made us proud. God bless you all.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
Good evening, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Udechukwu Iwuagwu from Oba Azumbiri in Mbitoli, Biafra land. I welcome you all, and I want to give special thanks to Bro Uche Mefo, our deputy director. I'm glad to see you today. And thank you all my brothers and sisters in London. Deputy Director, permit me to tell all our brothers all over the world something. Just two information. The fight we are fighting, the thing we are looking for is enshrined in the United Nations Charter. So do not be afraid. Don't let anybody tell you that you're doing something illegal. I am happy to tell you this evening, and you can say this to anybody. The leader of that zoo called Buhari went to United Nations General Assembly and made a statement. And in his statement, he invoked the same United Nations Charter on indigenous people, on self-determination. The same thing we are asking for. Buhari invoked this charter in respect to the people of the Palestinian people and people of Western Sahara. And now he comes back and he locks up a director and then he starts to shoot Biafrans who are not even armed, who have gone about self-determination in a peaceful, intelligent, and disciplined way. Now, what we are telling him is an Igbo proverb. Ebe belo ugo belo, nkesi biye bela. Ukwaya. What is good for what is good for the people of Palestine is also good for the people of Biafra. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For what we are fighting for, we will get. It's already here. Secondly, 1 minute, my deputy director. I want to make all our people aware of the position of the British government on this issue. They keep telling us that they will continue to respect the territorial integrity that existed at independence. But we have continued to tell them that, look, we are not interested in your relationship with Nigeria. You can continue with that. We don't want to do anything to come between you and Nigerians. We are saying we are Biafrans. We want to have our own nation. We want to be free to protect our people and to build our economic base. And we can have the same relationship with you guys. So keep that. You came to the area and you gave us the Bible and you gave the Islamic Mohammedan Emirate of the North, you gave them weapons and they murdered over 3.5 million of the same people you gave the Bible. But what we are saying is we can have economic relations with you. We have understanding with you. We have the same values with you. We can have very modern, very prosperous relationship with you if you support us. Boko Haram is a phenomenon, is a value of the North. They don't want you. Boko Haram means Western education is not allowed. But in Biafra land, you have educated people, people who reason the same way like you. So why would you not naturally align with people you can work with? Why would you go and align with people you cannot work with? There is no sense in this. So that is the message we have for you. We are peaceful people. We are educated people. We want to work with you. We want to work with you, and we want you to support our quest for independence. All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
Biafra.
Freedom.
Biafra.
Freedom.
You're welcome. Thank you, man. You're welcome. My name is Anna Yechukwu Nodim. From whom I saw my own music all of Biafra land.
Oh, hey, Biafra.
Oh, hey,
Biafra. Biafra, I'm going to salute you. Nandi Kalo, take courage. Sorry. My name is Lucky Innocent Tumachuku. They know me, they don't know about my name here in Britain. but everyone know me about Captain Zero Chima of 8th Commando, 11 Dave. Ogidi. So wherever you are, I'm speaking to you now to take courage. Make sure you work hard. Find something to eat as you tried during the Civil War. That was no food for us, even the army. Nandi Carlo, take courage. Take courage in the decision there. Awolowo was there before our general released him. We are supporting you. Don't speak courage. We are here fighting for you. Remember, but Bannister, when we started this, I'm the same person who supported you. So if there is anything foreign, so I volunteer myself. Say, so I volunteer myself to Biafra, and I'll retire in Biafra. If it comes to bullet, I'm still around. I support her. So our data Biafrans, we thank you all you are doing. We support you. If there is any contribution, please contact our London branch. They will give you business. We are with you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
My name is Okudere Chime from Enugungu. I don't really have much to say. All I have to say is that we don't have any other thing apart from Biafra. Biafra is our future, it's our hope. So please, Biafrans all over the world, keep on keeping on. Thank you.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
My name remains Ugochukwu. I'm from Mbitolu. Mbitolu is in Imo State. Imo State is in Biafra land. I don't have much to say. All I have to say is to Buhari, it's not about killing Biafrans. It's all about you using your sense, you and Hausa and the Oduduwa, and get away. Just whatever you people have stole from Biafra land, Obasanjo like chimpanzees, other ones like baboons, it's the time for you people to just get away and see that Nigeria is not working. Nigeria is not working. You people are just dragging yourself down like zoo, and zoo you remain. Biafrans are not zoo. We are all educated people. But you people want us to go down like you, but we are not going to go down. Right now, I'm annoyed. The reason why every day I'm annoyed, the reason why I'm annoyed is because Director is still sitting in detention, in Alamajiri detention. The second one is I just want to appeal to the United Nations and the whole world generally, and the Amnesty International and the so-called watchdogs and what they call their names. I think you people can see the way we do our things. We protest, we let the whole world know that we are not violent people. We just want to go home. We are tired sitting in Europe. We want to go home. We come from somewhere. And then we are not going to leave our place and they live in Europe. We want to send our children back home so that they can know where they come from. The reason why I'm saying this is, please, I'm calling on the United Nations. We don't want to go to war with anybody. All we are asking you people to intervene in Biafran's case before it goes too late. Before it goes what? Virus. Because if it goes virus, then it will affect everyone. And then we are calling on Britain. Nnamdi Kanu is the man that belongs to British citizen. And whatever I'm saying now, you people know it very well. And he was in detention for closer to 1 year now. Nobody is saying anything. He's been tortured. He's been, disgraced in all manner of things. And then we are calling for the whole world to listen to us now, to release him for us. He has his job. He has his job to do, and his job is not finished yet. So we are calling to the whole world, to the United Nations, to intervene in his case, in Biafra case as well. We are saying we don't want no war. All we are asking is Biafra. All we are asking is
Biafra.
All we are asking is
Biafra.
Biafra we stand, and Biafra we shall. Thank you very much. And I want to thank Deputy Director. I thank you very well for the good work you are doing for us. God will keep keeping you. And then I thank you. Nothing will harm you. Anybody that plans anything against you, we surely do what? Go down. I know that one for sure. Thank you very much. And we are whiter than white, whiter than snow. Thank you very much.
Nwachineke.
Ohe Biafra.
Ohe
Biafra.
My name is Ikech Kudaja. And I'm from Umunala, Mumudin Newi. Well, I'm really grateful. I just come in this evening, and I was happy to be among the people they picked up this evening, you know, to say hello to my fellow brothers and sisters all over the world. Because we are too many here. Well, all I have to say that all my brothers and sisters all over the world, whatever you're doing, in order to see that we restore our nation back, I'm saying, may Chukwu Okeabiyama be with each and every one of you. I always used to be upset whenever I think about what happened to my own people. Well, to call this story short, because there are so many of us here tonight, and I was one of the men that were lucky in order to speak to my own brothers and sisters today. My brothers and sisters, be strong in whatever you are doing, because where we are going, we can see the line that we are heading there, and we are nearly there. Don't be afraid. Be calm. And all the IPOB brothers and sisters who are in Newi, where I come from, I just want to say thank you very much. No matter what, be strong and encourage. All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
Thank you, Biafrans. I greet you all, any part of the world you are, depending on your time zone. Without wasting much of our time, I will quickly go straight to a few points I want to make here regarding why a lot of people are asking questions, why Biafrans need to go. First and foremost, it might sound stupid, but I've been asking this question a million times and nobody has been able to give me the answer. What is the meaning of Nigeria? Who created Nigeria? And who authorized him or her? Thank you very much. So let me go quickly to the point I want to make. You see, most of our people who are, I don't know, trying to survive don't really know exactly what's going on in times of what we call destitute. We are economically destitute. No single federal presence in Biafra land. Say, for instance, how many seaports is in Biafra land? Let me be precise. All of you now, I think Biafrans, we are in times of internet. Most of us know what we are, where we are up to, what we are up to in that aspect. Go to Google, check the distance from Port Harcourt to Lagos. It's exactly 618.8 kilometers. This is one way. You have to go there, travel there to go and clear your goods. And as soon as you pick up this goods, probably something that the duty is 1 million or 1.5 million. As a Biafran, they will make sure you pay like 3 million. And then you fix as you're coming down to the east, every pole, you will see army, you will see police, you will see road safety, you will see custom, you will see navy, you will see all sort of one pole after the other, after the other. This is called marginalization. Right. Come to education. I have to change my name to Hausa Fulani name for me to gain admission. After taking the exam, meet up the score marks. One Hausa man will score 5% from somewhere, and then he will gain admission. I will not. You understand? Okay, so many things our people are not putting into consideration. Okay, look at all the industries. Nkanagu cement industry, no single federal president in Biafra land. Have you asked yourself why? This is one country. Is it supposed to be so? So we have every reason on earth, every reason you can imagine of, every reason you can think of to go back home. To go back home. As simple as that. Nigeria have expired, as everybody knew, completely gone. Happened in China and Britain. Again, regarding Hong Kong, 100 years, China took back, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, so I don't know why there's no argument here. There's no single argument here. We just want to go home. And I tell you something, let's say Malayland or Malaysia back in the days, when they were under British contraption, they were like nothing until they fought their way and go back to who they are. Look at all of them now. Malaysia, all of them, the competition come and development come every on nook and cranny. So, Biafrans, our ingenuity is being stifled. We need to go home and, I don't know, express who we are. Okay? So, thank you, Biafran. Anywhere you are in this world, I must tell you one something. Make no mistake. This writes in your diary. No, even, our director have reiterated this time without number. No revolution started exactly in that particular land you want to save. Make no mistake. So, don't think that we are losing hope, or we are sleeping or slacking an inch here in diaspora. I'm telling you, be honestly, remember, Biafran, this time around, no lie, we're under oath. We are working extremely hard in times of both dialogue, meeting all international community, one-to-one, MPs to MP, going door-to-door, making arrangements with them, forcing them to sign certain documents. So we are really, really working hard, whether they want it or not, because from a distance, they might pretend they don't. But if you come and stand in their face and tell them, you say you're a Democrat, you said yes. This, tell me what is your view on this case. Most of them, they were forced to change. So we are doing hard. Keep on doing your own part. Our quest is noble. There's nothing wrong in what we are doing. All we ask is our right. It's our land, and we want to go home. And definitely, there's no shred of doubt that we are going home. No an atom of doubt that we're definitely going home. Our case, if I must retread this, our case is not mainly Hausa, Fulani, and Yoruba. To be quite honest with you, because on a neutral ground, 50-50, everybody go. 6 months, we go. In fact, they will go to Timbuktu, where they come from. They know that for sure, but we know where our problem is, and we are preaching and we are pushing, we are fighting hard, and God is alive that we are making headway. All hail Biafra!
All hail Biafra!
All hail Biafra!
All hail Biafra!
Before I forget, sorry, I don't mean to be rude, I didn't say my name. My name is Chidi Ebuzeme. I'm from Akokwa, Idato, in Imo State, Biafra land. All hail Biafra!
All hail Biafra!
Mwa Chineke.
All hail Biafra! All hail Biafra! Yeah, my name is Martin Aligura. I come from Ehimembana. Ehimembana is a Biafra land. Yes, I want to tell Buhari, please, Buhari, we want to go home. Allow us to go home in peace so that we have a peace. There is nothing like peace in life. This life is only once. Once you die, that's the end of your life. So please allow us to go. The world is big. Anywhere you can live, you can live. Even if we go, you can come to our country. We'll have everything. We can do business with you. So allow us to go, please, Buhari. Thank you. All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
Nwa Chineke, thank you. All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
My name is Obin Naume. I hail from Ezinifte, Agwata, in Biafra land. First of all, I don't want to waste much of our time. I want to appreciate Uche Mefo for his effort and Barrister Mamezu. What I see in our struggle is that Britain, because of the vested interest they have in our land, they don't want us to go. With Biafra, 40% of GDP Britain come from Biafra land. So it's a struggle. It's a very serious struggle. Every hand must be on deck because it won't be easy, but at the end, Biafra shall prevail. Thank you. All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
Biafra. Biafra,
freedom.
My name's Ezekosri Adindo. I'm from Amebo. Amebo is Imo State, Biafra land. I thank God for this opportunity today to speak to my brothers and sisters all over the world. I have a word for NDA. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 6 said, "Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people, Biafra land, shall they divide for an inheritance the land of Biafra, which I swear unto their fathers to give unto us." Chukwuoke Abiam has given us Biafra. So I am telling my brothers, the freedom fighters, to be courageous, to be strong, no matter what is happening. Temptation will come, but I want all of you to be strong and be courageous. All those people, men, or whatever they call themselves, remember, there's nothing like freedom. Freedom is priceless. If Biafra comes, you're going to have your resources. You do whatever you like with your money, with the oil. So be courageous, support freedom fighting. Support Biafra restoration. All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
Buhari apunande kona. Buhari apunande kona. Anurumonu sideni gwe apunande kona. Anurumonu sideni gwe apunande kona. Buhari hapunande kona. Buhari hapunande kona. Anurumonu sineni gwe hapunande kona. Anurumonu sineni gwe hapunande kona. All hail Biafra.
All
hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
My name is Ifeanyi Nwando. I'm born in Oruku, in Idemmiri, Biafra land. Biafra, ask me, Onye Dika Mnande Karno, Akokwa Nunu. Onye Dika Hamadike, Akokwa Nunu. I thank Chukwu Akuki Abiyama for his life. Wherever he is, may Chukwu Akuki Abiyama protect him every day and his family. And to our deputy, Ebu Deputy, Uche Mefo, may Chukwu Akuki Abiyama bless you. Yes, keep sir. On keeping on. And Biafra all over the world, I just want to say, be courageous. And Biafra is here.
Yeah.
Be resolute and be courageous because we are almost there. We just, 95% is done. Be courageous. We will get Biafra very soon. Thank you. And God bless you.
Nwa Chineke.
All hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. Biafra, mama. My name is Ike Chukwuaniako. I'm from Idemili local government in Amambala. I am very, very happy being able to join my brothers today to welcome as well our deputy director, Mr. Uche Mefo. I wouldn't go further since I've just said my name because I think we are still on an introduction. Yeah, but I would advise whoever that is listening to this media tonight from London, please support Biafra struggle and mainly on our media output. Because through this media, I was able to hasten up and say, oh, I'm still on time to come up. Otherwise, I wouldn't know what was going on. I thought I was so late that I cannot meet up. I was regretting all my day. But I still have to push up to come and join my brethren here. So I welcome all of us here. Thank you.
Hello. Chineke. Oh, hey, Biafran. Oh, hey, Biafran.
Oh, hey, Biafran.
My name remains Okechukwu Obianyo. I'm from Ogidi. Ogidi is in Normanbala. I refuse to call by name Oke because Oke has no meaning. So that my full name is Okechukwu Obianyo. I want to thank every one of us here for the privilege and the honor and the right, because I'm in the midst of my brothers, so I have a right to speak. I'm a Biafran. So, and also want to give thanks to those our Biafran people, our Biafran Avengers, and those are in the Biafran land, and those that are in the hospital at the same time. The pains you guys feel, we feel it one by one. Every step you take in the pains, we feel it as well. Despite that, we are not there with you guys, but we are there with you in spirit and mind. So whatsoever you are doing, have courage. Don't be scared. We are beside you. We are all over you. So whoever that lost his brother and his families, we also lost the same thing because we feel the same pain. And we are praying also in the name of Chukwu Kabiama for all of us that has injured or lost someone. We will recover it all when Biafra come, because very soon and soon Biafra will come. And we all will rejoice in that kingdom that Chukwu Okike Abiama have provided for us. Because Biafra is a kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
So there is no doubt about it. And there is no any argument, no sentiment about it. The whole world knew that we are the light of the earth.
Yes.
That is why they keep us in a way that we should not recognize what we're supposed to be. But we are. We know what we are. We are the light. And we will shine. In the name of Chukwu Okike Abiama. I thank you guys all. Thank you. May Chukwu Okike Abiama bless you all.
All hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. I will kindly pass the mic to our deputy leader, Uche Mefo. And after that, we'll still invite our lovely spokesman, Barrister Imam Mezu, and our daddy, Diala Balanjoku. All hail Biafra! Enyanyi Biafra, wanting to ganye me yaka U.S. I cannot hear you! All hail Biafra! 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 Enyanyi Biafra, wanting to ganye me yaka U.S. I cannot hear you. Are you ashamed? Are you scared? Are you scared? Enyanyi Biafra wanting to go nyeme yaka Japan. Nanyi na yo. Na na na. Na 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 na. Na biko. Enyanyi Biafra wanting to go. Oh, hey, Biafra! 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 Freedom! Hey, Biafra, wanting to go, yeah, me, yaka, US! na na biko na 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 biko henya Biafra wanting to get oh her Biafra na 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 biko henya Biafra wanting to get oh her Biafra back to our Ebu deputy Mazi Uchemefo. Uchemefo, may your days be long. May your days be long. May your days be long. No witches and wizards will ever see you. Anywhere there are, Buhari, that very year he is, will block. And I want to urge each and every one residing in India, go and look for Rochas Okorocha. I bet you, I swear with my life, if Rochas Okorocha is here in London, if Rochas is here in London, you will be a dead human being. And after that, I'll give out myself. India people, you should do something. Do something now. Thank you. And may God bless each and every one of us.
Thank you very much. And I am very much happy and well at home with my brothers. Like I said before, the world is hearing Biafra and the United Kingdom have everything it takes to bring Biafra today and tomorrow. What we have to do is to stand at every time, at all times, in solidarity with Ali Dananambe Kanu. As we speak now, Ali Dananambe Kanu is fighting battle in the camp of the enemies. And he is not doing it in a timid way. He is courageous. He is more than ever before resolute. And he is winning. Therefore, we must all join hands together to make sure that Biafra Restoration Project is seen to its good conclusion. One thing is clear here. Before Ali Dananambe Kanu was kidnapped, was abducted, before other Biafrans were kidnapped, killed, our blood spilled on the streets of northern Nigeria, and now even in Biafra land, Muhammad Buhari was having relative peace. But because he has blood in his hands now, a lot of things are happening. He is even hearing the noises of the spirit. And we pray that he will even hear all the more. They will block his ears. He will not even walk in no distant time. Bam. Now, every day, what is coming out from Nigeria is tales of war. It is always agony, pains, and all that. Nobody, even the rich people, are having very hard. A lot of things are happening. We just have to touch on one or two headlines and allow our people, they have a lot of things to say here. But it is an inkling. What we have here is just a tip of the iceberg. What is happening in Nigeria today is nothing to write home about. Nigeria is a rogue state. Nigeria is a satyr of evil. No data that comes out of Nigeria is real. It has always been fake, right from the outset. Nigeria cannot be bigger than South Africa with the way things are going. They have been manipulating the figures, and right now, the chicken has come home to roast, and Nigeria is exposed. Everything about Nigeria is fake. Everything about Nigeria is corruption, and as you can see, even people who helped Muhammad Buhari to come to power through the back door are complaining as well. Muhammad Buhari has no confidence in himself. They scavenge from one place to the other. They concoct one story or the other. They form stories. They concoct all manner of charges against innocent people, including Ali Dananambe Kanu. And the news we are having from Bloomberg is not... It's not maybe a roadside organization or newspaper. It is based in the United States of America. I think they are saying that Nigeria is running out of firepower to defend the Naira. Nigeria is running out of firepower to defend the Naira. There is nothing left in Nigeria as we speak. Nigeria has continued to nosedive into the abyss. We also have this headline here, be patient, all will be well. And this is according to Oba Akiolu of Lagos. You remember this man that said that he will drown our people in the lagoon, and our people are still there. He forced them to vote for APC governorship candidate Ambode, and today Ambode is dishing out all manner of policies inimical to the progress of our people. They are demolishing shops belonging to our people. They are trying to relocate our people. They have even told our people to leave. And today, I don't know how many of us are willing to leave Lagos. Some of them are saying that they are indigenous of Lagos. Lagos belongs to nobody. We are here to tell them that Lagos belongs to somebody. Somebody owns Lagos. No matter how long you try to justify your stay in Lagos, you remain a stranger. It's as simple as that. If you don't move now when you are alive, you will inevitably be moved when you are dead. There is no Lagos is not a no man's land. It belongs to somebody. We must begin to think like Biafrans. We come from somewhere, we have values, and we must cherish our value system. Anybody who jettisoned the value system we are known for is on his own. As we speak today, you have about more than 60 Ndieze, Ndiibo, in Lagos. They run away from our land in far away Lagos, Yoruba land. You have them in Adamawa, you have them in Abuja, you have them in Kafanchan. They are everywhere. And they are jostling for chieftaincy title. And we are saying that times are different and this is not what we are known for. How many of Obas from Yoruba land do you see in Igbo land? How many Hajis do you see in Igbo land? How many Emirs do you see in Igbo land or in any part of Biafra land? The answer is none. The worst aspect of it is that there are rogue elements who have bastardized our traditional institution. They use even a red cap to welcome their masters from Northern House of Fulani. Even Muhammad Buhari was adorned with the chieftaincy title and with a red cap. And that is an abomination on the face of it. That is why today there are some unscrupulous elders who don't even think for the welfare of our people, they think for their own. That is why we must not wait for them anymore. The youths must take their future into their hands if we want to salvage what is remaining of us. We must provide a platform for posterity. Otherwise, we will go the other way others have come. It is also very important that we make it clear that this platform, Biafra Restoration Project, is not for sale. It is for those, this message is for those who are going for contract in Abuja. What is now reigning is a situation where a group of people are jostling for contracts in Abuja, and you think that it is just a normal contract. It is contract on how to betray Biafrans, how to point at IPOB family members in Biafra land. As we speak, Biafra land is under siege. Our people, hardcore Biafrans, are in difficult position because you don't know who is who now. But because our hands are clean, because we stand on this platform to profess the truth, to seek that truth and defend it, because this platform is ordained by God Almighty himself, there we all fail and they are failing. It doesn't matter how long it takes. This road we have always been talking about might be long, it might be convoluted, but in the end, the spirit of Biafra will prevail, and we are winning. We need to be more than ever before tenacious, more courageous, and apply ourselves to this noble quest for the restoration of Biafra. Our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, has not disappointed us. Even as we speak, he is still tenaciously holding on to that truth. How much more all of us outside here? What we owe him is that solidarity. We must stand shoulder to shoulder with him. more importantly, this platform is dedicated for paying homage to the memories of our heroes and heroines who have paid the ultimate price that we have our freedom. As we speak, a lot of us are still paying this ultimate price. We cannot abandon this quest for the restoration of Biafra. Some people have come and said, there is a way of doing this Biafra. We have to jettison anything Biafra at the moment. Let us go through the back door. When we get there, we now tell them we have arrived. And we are saying that, no, we cannot abandon this name Biafra. We are Biafrans right from the outset, and we are going to be Biafrans at the end. There is no middle ground. There is no other way of doing it. It is either we are in or we are out, and that is as simple as it. IPOB family members around the world have made Biafra what it is today. Before now, people were running away. When the canoe came and was telling the truth, we're telling everybody what is happening today in Nigeria. People were despising him. They say that he was propagating hate and all that. What we want to tell them is that Nnamdi Kanu has never propagated hate. We have not propagated hate. We are only reacting to the hate speeches and entrenched hate tradition in the system. We are only commenting about it. And today, everything Nnamdi Kanu said is being vindicated. Even the Northerners, even Muhammad Buhari's brothers and sisters and political colleagues, our associates, are all confessing. So if Nnamdi Kanu has been right from the outset, why is he being held? That's the question. So we have every justification, morally and otherwise, to continue to push for the audacious quest for the resolution of Biafra. There are a lot of things happening. What is happening to Nigeria today is nemesis, and Nigeria will collapse under its weight. Nigerians look to traditional gods for economic salvation. Do you know what that one means? They are looking for traditional gods for economic salvation. There is no other way. I mean, Nigeria can never be fixed anymore. People are doing all manner of things in order to survive. And why is that so? Because Buhari has been sent to preside over that carcass called Nigeria, the decimation, its final quest to destruction. More importantly, Nigerians have been experiencing all manner of calamities because of what Muhammad Buhari has come to do, to kill, to spill Biafrans, the blood of innocent Biafrans. And because most of them are not saying anything, the nemesis that is now the order of the day will never spare any of them. Nigeria is undergoing spiritual chastisement, and nobody can save it from it. Nigerians are looking for all manner of ways in order to survive. They are now looking for their own traditional gods for economic salvation, and nobody knows where that will end. Buhari must probe government's $2.5 billion for Olympics. Everything in Muhammad Buhari's administration now is about probing and probing and probing. I mean, government is not about, it's not all about probing. You need to provide economic circle for people who are suffering. If you are here to provide an alternative, there are ways of doing it. You can't just begin to dish out austerity measure just like that without cushioning the effect. Muhammad Buhari, like we said, has proven indeed that he has no clue about what governance is all about. They don't have any economic policy. They don't have any foreign policy. Trust, people are suffering. Muhammad Buhari, in his normal tradition, or in the tradition of the Northerners, have come with that mentality. Their mentality is just to share, to share, to share. And unfortunately, the money is not there, and there's nothing to share anymore. They are now turning around to victimizing innocent people. So what we are here to always maintain is that Biafra must be restored, because Biafra predates the zoo called Nigeria. Nigeria has a foundation of corruption, and the corruption is blossoming every day. Any day we speak on this platform, any day Biafrans speak, any occasion we have to speak, Nigeria's image will continue to be diminished because Nigeria has murdered sleep. The federal government of the zoo called Nigeria is now set to swap Boko Haram prisoners for Chibok girls. Of course, you know that there are nothing like Chibok girls. Conspiracy theory is no more in vogue, because they have said a lot of things. They said Chibok girls were sighted in Zambeza Forest. Some of them were rescued. About 97 of them were rescued the other time. Some other time, one of them escaped. And all these stories have been going on and on and on. And there's no end in sight. Muhammad Buhari and his kinsmen created Boko Haram. For avoidance of doubt, there are two groups of Boko Haram. There are genuine Boko Haram terrorists, or rather, Boko Haram faithful, those who are faithful to Yusuf Muhammad then. They were actually out there for religious reasons. But when Muhammad was killed, the Northern Hausa Fulani politicians started grooming these Aromajiris. They all created Boko Haram, political Boko Haram. That is what we are now facing. They all created Boko Haram. The mess that they are in has been as a result of their wrong decision. Muhammad Buhari has been able to cajole the international community, international aid donors, to sponsor them to believe that the North actually was a war zone and that it has been devastated and should be built. Muhammad Buhari is now out there perfected plan to make sure that Biafra land is turned into theater of war. He never defeated Boko Haram terrorists. Boko Haram is just like a franchise. You know, these Hausa Fulani politicians have these terrorists under them, different groups of them. If you talk to your boys, they will listen to these are just like political talks, but this time around they are embarking on terrorism. They resettled these boys, they relocated them. Some of them were reabsorbed into Nigerian army, Nigerian police. Some of them are now into cattle rearing and popularly known as herdsmen. And as you can see, they are invading communities, they are unleashing mayhem, slaughtering human beings like animals. And you know what, Muhammad Buhari has no answer to give. What he has done in the last few months was to provide security for these cattle rearers, the terrorists themselves, leaving the victims to their own device. And this is just a continuation of Islamization agenda. Our people will not understand it, but when it happens, everybody will now come to the realization of that fact. He has agents in Biafra land in the names of governors and other politicians. Richard Okorocha is one of them. He is cutting the Anambra State governor now. They all want to change to APC, Political Arm of Boko Haram. And it is just a whole lot of mess that we have found ourselves in. Therefore, for us on this platform, we must not think, we must not hope on them. The best way forward is to take our future into our hands and protect our future and to bequeath something for posterity. Otherwise, there is no point us living as humans. Again, militants, I call them freedom fighters from Biafra land, blew up NNPDC pipelines. This was on the early hours of yesterday, Friday. They said that Niger Delta Avengers were now out of vogue, that they have defeated them, they have divided, there is no more peace among them. But those who know what they are doing who are holding tenaciously to the cause they are fighting for will eventually be victorious. We remain more than ever before in solidarity with our freedom fighter brothers in the riverland area of Biafra land. They are doing what they should be doing. They are protecting the environment. They are protecting lives and property from the marauding terrorists. Since the oil from their backyard has been made to be a curse on them, the best way forward is to turn the oil off. Let everybody go and rest. Muhammad Buhari has said they have discovered oil in the Chad Basin, and we're waiting for them to start drilling the oil. Nothing is coming out. They say that Lagos is now an oil-producing state. We are waiting for them, and nothing has been done. We want them to begin to drill that oil, to also share it. Let it be part of national cake, just like the oil from Biafra land has been serving Nigeria for decades. The question we must always ask ourselves is, why can't the capital of the zoo called Nigeria be in Yenagoa, or in Ibomatoro, or in Boramatu Kingdom? Right, so why can't the capital of Nigeria be over there? And in fact, why shouldn't all those areas, Boramatu, Ibomatoro, Nembe, Waterside, and all that, all these areas, why can't they be like Abuja? Abuja was just developed in the 1980s. And you know what? The money that was used to develop Abuja came from from Biafra land. And the people from which this oil, the crude oil, comes from their backyard, are today as more than poverty-stricken as ever. Their children are not, they don't have any access to good schools. They drink from the same very contaminated water that surrounding them. They defecate there, they urinate there. And you know what? Muhammad Buhari cannot travel to Nembe, for instance, and sleep for one day. They don't even know how the terrain is. But you see, the oil wells are located to these northerners who don't know how and where the oil wells are, only on paper, but money is flowing every day. So in every aspect of it, from whichever perspective you look at it, the Niger Delta Avengers are doing the right thing. If you don't want justice to be served, then let everybody go. Muhammad Buhari will collapse under the weight of his own plot. It's just a matter of time. John Kerry visits Muhammad Buhari, and who knows what they are talking about. I'm very sure that they must be telling him that he's not doing well. Otherwise, it's just a matter of time that the zoo called Nigeria collapses. We must continue to move forward. There is no intention to retreat. There's no intention to surrender. Our people in Biafra land need every assistance that they can, because they are the people facing the bullet. They are the people facing our enemies every day. They are the people who are actually being killed. The problem with Muhammad Buhari is that this man is sick. It's as simple as that. Muhammad Buhari is a kind of person that can drink Gary morning, afternoon, night, and nothing will happen to him. So he uses that mentality to subject every other person through that process. And what is going to happen now is a kind of revolution. Nigerians are reacting. It's no more about Biafra. But we have decided to go, and our land must be restored. We must intensify effort. We must engage our MPs here. We have been doing a lot of work, but it appears that they are not responding as positively as possible. But we must not relent. Everybody here in the United Kingdom must engage their MPs to make sure that they get a response from them. Even if it amounts getting the same response that they are giving, that territorial integrity argument, let us all get it. But we must mount this pressure on them. Our human rights have been trampled upon. Our freedoms have been curtailed. Our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, and other Biafrans being held in their secret cells across Nigeria are being subjected to all manner of prohibited torture techniques. Psychological torture is the worst torture ever that somebody can be subjected to. Day in, day out, our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, is being subjected to this process. And it is a slow killing process, and we cannot fold our hands and allow Muhammad Buhari to snuff life out of him. This is Radio Biafra live presentation, and we are going to make it a very abridged one. I will now, of course, allow people to make comments where necessary.
Oh, hey, Biafra. Biafra,
freedom.
Biafra,
freedom.
I want to pass the microphone to our daddy, Diala Obalanjoku, to say something about the news headlines. Oh, hey, Biafra, Biafra,
freedom.
Biafra,
freedom.
Biafra.
Biafra Kwenu. Biafra Kwenu. Biafra Kwenu. My name is Diala Opananjoko. The Njoko Isheruala. If not for Christianity, Buhari, if I'm dead, run, because your head will lay before I'm buried. But I warn you, you said you went to secondary school. I never believed you went, because as you claimed, in 1961, you were in class 4. So was I. Buhari, you don't know what quadratic equation is. Buhari, name all that quadnan habit. You can't give what you don't have. Buhari, you are a caterpillar, the greedy caterpillar that eating all the leaves, you will soon fall down and the birds will pick you up. Buhari, your quest to conquer Biafra as your ancestor Osman Dumfodio tried and failed, and you are still trying it. We are aware of it. But I warn you, you are swimming the ocean. Buhari, I'm warning you, I'm giving you the proverb of Sichipio Africanus, who renamed us from Ethiopia to Africa. He said, when he was fighting with Hannibal, he said, Carthago de l'Enda Est, which is present Tunisia, will be destroyed. Buhari, Nigeria de l'Enda Est. Buhari, you said you joined the army in 1961 when you had no certificate. You can't translate the Latin passage, you know. If you speak English, you were asked, are you going to have an all-inclusive government? You didn't even know the meaning of the word inclusive. Aren't you ashamed? Forget the pedophile, that is the tradition of your people. But you claim to have gone to school. Were you writing this examination in Hausa or in English? Look, you are an imbecile. You don't know. You claim that you play football. Well, if John Ebwonu is still living, or Hamilton, I played with them before coming to this country. When you left in class 4, I continued to class 5, 1962, did my West African certificate and came here. I'm still living. By the way, in your, whatever you claim to have done in 1961, I had already done it in 1949. When I went to the elders, they took me, I cocked my face gun in the art of guerrilla warfare. Buhari, shame on to you. We should not be having an argument with you because, as I said, nobody gives what he doesn't own. My ancestor never knew your ancestor. We had none in common when we did not invite Britain or Europe to come and ravage our land. We had no agreement with anybody that we want to be with you. It was forced. And as God would punish them, they also put it down that after 100 years, we should all go our separate ways. Buhari, there should be no need, you and us, have an argument. We probably could live as good neighbors. We don't have anything in common. All the time, our educated people have told you, we have nothing religiously, traditionally, culturally. We have nothing in common. Buhari, if you have shame, you saw a woman, although you captured your wife, Aisha, and raped her. But if you are an honest human being, if you met a woman, made your overture to her and she rejects you, if you have pride, you should leave her alone. Buhari, we don't want to be any country with you. Aren't you ashamed? We don't want you. Don't come to us. We don't need you. If you claim that you are a strong man, what you did, you can do. Buhari, when you come to Britain, your embassy here, Great Portland, I mean, Northumberland Avenue, ask them to produce who is there, Lopranjoku. When I was in the secondary school, I was a boxer, I was a footballer, I was a sprinter. In any of these games, request that the ball be thrown for me and you in any field here. Buhari, I'll put you down. Shame unto you. You are an imbecile, a disgrace to your stock. You claim that you and your idiot from Daura, the whoever is it, said they have agriculture land. And you have Sambisa Forest. If you have Sambisa Forest, why are you bringing your cattle to an area when you have big forest? You claim you found oil in your Lake Chad. Go and quarrel with the people of Chad. Leave us alone. We don't want you. As for the Yorubas, we have always known you as traitors, even amongst yourself. You might have some who are sincere. They have bishops who wear crocodile under their vest and preach religion. They are not Christians. As for my own brothers in so-called Biafra land, people like Ikedife, I don't know how old you are, but you will never be my father. So you cannot talk on my behalf as an elder. You have no pride. Ikedife, in Igbo language which you speak, I'm saying, may the man who murdered your father marry your mother. Yeah. Father Mbaka, I am duly honored. I'm duly dedicated to God as an Njoku. If you knew what you were doing and you claim you were anointed to be a priest, Father Mbaka, I'm asking you, I'm saying to Almighty God, praying him that those who negate the commandment of God, they cannot be called anointed people, the priest. You are a fake priest. If you were a good priest, you would not be going and shaking the hand of Buhari and his people who murdered our people. Father Mbaka, if you have repented, I advised last week that you go back to the monastery. Do your atonement. Go careful to reject it, the devil and all his work. If you do not want to do that, and you keep on jumping from talking from both sides of your mouth, in the same vein, I prayed to Almighty God. I asked Almighty God and his angel to chase you out of any altar and put you in the ocean. For all those our brothers who think they have to be rich, I remind the Ohanaeze that there was nothing like Ohanaeze. What existed from 1930 till the Biafra-Nigeria War was Igbo Union. You were bribed to go and form Ohanaeze. It's not even, if you know the meaning of Ohanaeze, you will not be doing what you are doing. You are only jostling, looking for contract at the selling the collective interest of the entire Biafran people. I will call the God of Biafra from Ebwanke to Isoko to Igala to Doma to Akwibo to everywhere in entire Biafra land. For you people taking money, selling our interest for you to be the only rich ones. May whatever you gather, Almighty God take it away from you and drive you into the ocean. We've said, live so that we live. Those who don't want us to live, may they die and we survive and accelerate and keep on living in the land Almighty Chukwuabiama dedicated for us. Peter Obi, you are one of them. Obiano, that prodigal son, Rogers, you are in your maternal home. Rogers, if you hear Igbo, which I will speak to you, Ndo King Wanyi si Ezu Ezu Kwan Wan Wan Olo na Wajuafa. Now, the devil now is slapping you, we are hearing. It won't be long or you will collapse. Better now start going back to your fatherland, which is Jos. Start going to your theater. The land will not occupy you and us. As for all the other traitors in our land, better prepare and leave our land. Leave us in peace. Go and join your Hausa brothers. We are not brothers with you. Some of you were prodigal, produced by bastards. Leave our land alone. Whereas I have said all this, Nandimwam, I sang a song earlier. I ask Almighty God to preserve you wherever you are. Our Almighty God has produced the angels to guard you. Nothing will happen to you. We pray that you come there and meet us and meet the whole family of yours, including the ones in Biafra land. May it be good for all our officials. Your deputy, Omiomio, Dr. Irania, and the others. May those who have tried to take some money because they are starving and try to jump from left to right, you still have the time to repent. Whoever you are, no one is bigger than Biafra, including me. If I should say, may Almighty God take me away as well. May it be good for everybody. Those who say it should not be good for us and Biafra, may they die before us. All this I ask in the name of Chukwuabiama.
Njoki Seruala.
De Kanka. Iga Kanka. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We will, I will crave your indulgence. Let us take a few more calls, and then we will all come back here to close this program. I am joined, or rather we are joined at this particular point in time by the coordinator of coordinators, Dr. Clifford Iraya, all the way from the United States of America. Let us go to him straight away. Can you hear me, doctor?
Loud and clear, Mazime. Am I coming out clear?
Yes, please. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Biafrans, friends of Biafra and lovers of freedom. My name is Mazi Clifford Chukwuemeka Iruanya. I come from Aro Ndionyemobi. Aro Ndionyemobi is in Uguta local government area in Biafra land, currently in a state being governed by somebody who has been slapped by the spirits of our land. Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom, by the grace of Chukwu Okikabiama, I am the coordinator of all coordinators of the indigenous people of Biafra, ably led by Mazi Nnamdi Kanu. Mazi Nnamdi Kanu is from Isiama Faruku Ibeku in Biafra land. As at this moment, Mazi Nnamdi Kanu is under illegal kidnapping and detention by the agents of Muhammadu Buhari called the DSS. Buhari himself committed treason on the 31st of December 1983. Prior to that, in 1966, Buhari, in combination with other soldiers, went to Ibadan, specifically on July 29, 1966. Buhari went to Ibadan and massacred and murdered his own commander-in-chief, the head of state of Nigeria then, by name Major General Johnson Thomas Umunnakwe Aguirenti. Buhari also participated in the overthrow of General Yakubu Gowon, who is the highest killer in Africa. And then, in December 1983, to be specific, 31st of December, on a Saturday like this, Buhari overthrew a democratically elected government of Alhaji Aliyu Usman Shehu Shagari, thereby committing an offense called treason. If you go to any country in this world, if you go to any dictionary in this world and you type in treason, the definition, the description, the meaning is the same. And as far as I know, in the constitution, the 1979 constitution of Nigeria, which was in operation as at the time Buhari committed this crime, specified death for Buhari. Therefore, Buhari is supposed to be dead by now. He's supposed to have been killed officially by the government because he committed treason. I repeat, Buhari committed treason on December 31, 1983. This same man called Buhari claimed that he had a African school certificate. As I am stopping now, nobody has ever seen his West African school certificate. And the law governing the contest for one to contest as president, you have to have minimum of West African school certificate. Buhari never provided that up to this moment. Buhari said that an attack against the North is an attack. Attack against Boko Haram, sorry. An attack against the North. Buhari also, on the 30th of December 2015, Buhari told the whole world that Mazen Nnamdi Kanu never entered Nigeria with any passport. But today, it is on the record of the court that the DSS is holding the passport, the two passports of Mazen Nnamdi Kanu. And Buhari took an oath that he will be telling the truth at all times, according to Schedule 7 of the 1999 Constitution and 2011 as amended. He lied on the 30th of December 2015. And when somebody lies on that, it is called perjury. Perjury. Therefore, Buhari is supposed to be impeached right now because he has perjured. Buhari's wife participated in the scandalous Halliburton contract. And up to today, nothing has been done about it. Buhari is a killer. Buhari massacred Biafrans, over 2 million of them, at Owerri in 1968. Buhari was ordered to release Mazen Nnamdi Kanu unconditionally by two courts, competent courts of jurisdiction in Nigeria, and he disobeyed it. Meanwhile, Buhari is making a case for the self-determination effort of the people of Palestine, as well as the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic. But this same man is killing Biafrans in thousands because they are asking for the same right to self-determination. This is the man that is holding our leader today. Of course, like Barrister Imamezi said earlier on, he is terminally ill and he's going to die, but he wants to kill as many people as possible before he dies. For your information, Buhari goes about with something to collect urine with him. Today, he is holding our director. And of course, deputizing our leader is Mazi Uchemefo. At this point in time, having a town hall meeting with our IPOB brothers in London. And on that, I am also using this opportunity to express my appreciation with our members there in London. I've heard the voice of almost everybody there, especially our own elder, Diala, Arubuli Bayopra Njoku. I also thank especially one of the speakers who, if I'm not mistaken, said he comes from Uli. That is where you have the airport, the Biafran airport. That is exactly where my mother comes from. So he is my Nnaoche. I greet him, Charlie. Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and lovers of freedom, I am not going to take your time because you have a lot to say, but I want to say two things, and then I will now end up with breaking news. I have three breaking news. Three breaking news. I have two items. I heard you, my brother. My mother is from Okori Nakogu family. So you know that. So the first one is about one of my brothers there that spoke and talked about the issue of our people trying to take bribe or advising them. No, yes, he is very correct. My dear United Avenger, the money they want to give you is your own money. Look at it this way. It's like somebody who has 500 million naira and he's giving you 1 naira. He stole your 500 million naira and he's giving you 1 naira. That's exactly what it's like. So that money they want to use to bribe you is just a pantry. It's just a small portion. It's not even 1 out of 10. It's like 1/10 out of 10 of your own money. So just shun them and tell them to go to hell. Now, the second thing I want to say, which was what I heard from one of our leaders or one of our speakers there, was when they said they went to the British people and the British people are saying that they want to maintain the territorial integrity of Nigeria. How, as at independence, how are you maintaining the territorial integrity of Nigeria or supporting the territorial integrity of Nigeria when at this point in time, the territorial integrity of Nigeria has been altered? As we speak, there are some parts of Nigeria that was there or were there in 1960. They're no longer there today. They are now become part of Cameroon. So what are you doing about it? As a matter of fact, when you go through the constitution, 1999 constitution, it specifies the areas that is called that are called Nigeria. But as we speak right now, those areas are no longer in Nigeria. In other words, Buhari is governing Nigeria in contravention of Schedule 7. Because part of Schedule 7 says that he will always protect the territorial integrity of Nigeria. But he is not, because part of Nigeria is no longer in Nigeria, rather in Cameroon. So that into knowledge, that brings to zero that very argument by British people that they are supporting the territorial integrity of Nigeria. Territorial integrity of Nigeria is no longer intact. It's been messed up. It's been altered. So that argument is zero. Let me quickly go to the three breaking news that I have. Biafra, first of Biafra, I have received intelligent information that the DSS have devised a new strategy. I repeat, the DSS have devised a new strategy. And the new strategy they have devised is to free everybody they have arrested and put in prison, to give the impression that they have freed everybody. Now, their new strategy is when they capture somebody, they kill the person, either on the spot or they take the person somewhere and kill without people noticing. They are no longer going to take anybody to the prison or to detention center because it will end up in court and they will be ridiculed. So that is one intelligent information I have received. I received about 2 hours before this broadcast that the DSS is now going about hunting our people and killing them. Now, the second one I The second breaking news I have is that a couple of days ago, there was a meeting held by Rocha Sokorocha, Amechiro Timi, Magnus Abe, and Dakuku Peterside. I repeat the names. Rocha Sokorocha, Rotimi Amechi, Magnus Abe, and Dakuku Peterside. They held this meeting. They met with some elders and chiefs of the South-South and some former militants. In that meeting, they distributed 500 million naira. They distributed 500 million naira. That money is meant to destabilize the Avengers. They are giving out that money to former militants in order to give information that used to destabilize the Avengers. In that meeting, they also agreed that they agreed to release Charles Oka. I repeat, in that meeting, it was also agreed that Charles Oka will be released. So, don't be surprised that Charles Oka, who is now colluding with DSS and claiming that our leader is negotiating with Buhari or a plan to finance Biafra, is going to be released very soon. Charles Oka. He is the man. So, brothers and sisters, lovers of freedom, friends of Biafra, Rochas Kuracha, Amechi Rotimi, Magnus Abe, Dakuku Peterside, they met with South-South elders and chiefs and some former militants, and they distributed 500 million naira provided by Buhari so that they will use to destabilize our Avengers. The last thing I have is that this morning at about 7 o'clock, there were four low bed trucks. You know, there's a truck called low bed. The one they used to carry like caterpillar or grader. It's very low truck. It's called low bed or low boy here in the U.S. They normally call it low bed. There are four low bed trucks this morning that passed on each other at about 11 o'clock heading to Iguacha. They were fully loaded with arms and ammunition. As I'm speaking right now, they have arrived in Iguacha and they will soon offload those arms and distribute it. Actually, the plan was that those trucks would pass on each other by 3 a.m. But the vehicle, one of them, fell at Okpila, the place called Okpila, Edo State. When you are coming from up here, you cross, you enter Edo State. After you know, there's a place called Okpila. One of the trucks broke down there. So by the time they were able to finish it and move on, daylight caught up with them. They crossed on each other. This morning, 11 o'clock, those trucks were painted yellow. Yellow trucks, they were painted, carrying arms and ammunition that they want to use to massacre Biafra. So, Biafra, you have to watch out. I thank everybody right there, Uzuoka, I heard you, and everybody, there are your names, are too many for me to begin to mention here. I've run out of time. I say, may Chukwu Obiama continue to bless all of you as you work assiduously for the restoration of the nation of Biafra. I assure you one thing, Biafra shall come. And when Biafra comes, our problems will be solved. Because there will be more jobs, there will be more opportunities, and even the people available. We are going to import people to come and work in Biafra. That is the truth. Because the job will be so much, we cannot cope. Nobody will be able to cope. We won't be able to cope. All of us, we will go back and build our nation. Biafra, I am leaving the United States of America to build my Biafran nation, because it took some people to build country USA the way it is. Why can't I do it? They do not have double head. They have one head like I do. They have brain like I do. And I am sure I am smarter than some of them. I'm more brilliant than some of them. So if they can do it, I can do it too in my nation. So let us continue to work. assiduously. Let us continue to work hard. Biafra shall come. I use the word shall. Anytime I say it, I use shall. I don't say will. I don't say may. I don't even use must. I use shall. Go to the English word and find out the meaning of shall. S-H-A-L-L. Biafra shall come. There is nothing we can do about it. There is nothing Obasanjo can do about it. In fact, there is nothing the greatest enemy of Biafra, Britain, where you people are now, there is nothing they can do about it. I say, may Chukwu Okikabia have blessed you, blessed our deputy leader, blessed my chief liaison officer, Barrister Mamezu, bless our elder, Diala Haribuli Beyopra Njoku, and bless our leader, Mazin Nnamdi Kanu. Mazin Chemefo, I'll sign out from here, from Houston, Texas. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Thank you very much, COC, Dr. Iranya, for that wonderful presentation there. The world is hearing, and there is no intention for us to go back on what we have assigned ourselves to. This is a live broadcast in a town hall meeting here in London in the midst of eminent Biafrans from around the world, but particularly those from London here, United Kingdom at large. We are reaching the ends of the earth, and we are claiming the indulgence of our people from around the world to allow us this particular moment to indeed deliberate on issues affecting us as a people here in United Kingdom and as we are around the world. I am here with Barrister Mamezu to give us what he has for us. And then after that, I'll take one or two more calls and return to the Biafrans here.
Thank you, Nwokukua. Good evening, Biafrans, once again. The time we have here now is exactly 6 minutes past the hours of 23 p.m., of course, here in London, which is the same in Biafra Lang. Thank you, COC, the Honorable Dr. Chief Engineer Iranya, who is always looking out for Biafrans, and of course, safeguarding our positions in the world. And I appreciate you anytime, of course, you speak on air, and Biafrans in general appreciate your work, your hard work, because you spell it the way it is, and of course, as a Biafran, that's the way it's supposed to be. Uche Mefowonkuku, of course, we thank you also. All the Biafrans, of course, have spoken here this evening. All of you, wherever you are, East, West, North, or South, you've had Biafrans. You can see how dogged we are. Tenacious of our spirit is always hovering around us. The particular ambition of Director Nnamdi Kanu Onwuburu Ohamadike is being amplified by people who speak, those who are listening, those who appreciate us, and those who, of course, support us financially, spiritually, and otherwise. We thank you. We appreciate you, wherever you are. Very sorry that some of you, of course, cannot call this evening because we have occupied the airwave this evening. Biafrans here in Etam Grove in East London have taken over the airspace. This evening, of course, we are projecting, promoting, and propagating the restoration of Biafra, which is certain to come. When we say certain, anybody that speaks, they'll tell you that Biafra must surely be here. And it's not by our magic, it's not by our own dedication, but by the restoration of Chukwu Abiyama. Anything we say here is not by our mind. It's the Chukwu Abiyama that has brought us to be speaking this way. The man that has brought Nnamdi Kanu Ohamadike Onwuburu, who gave him the mantle that Biafra must be restored. Don't forget that anything anybody does, anywhere you are, there must be an initiation. Something that has a beginning. Director Nnamdi Kanu Onwuburu Ohamadike has been given the mantle of leadership. Nobody, wherever you are, can ever take it away from him, because he's somebody who was born for the particular purpose. And of course, he has cultivated. This guy has been tried and tested. Some people call in the cell, I hope you're not being like Wazulike. No. Nobody on this Radio Biafra, those who started this restoration, can ever backslide. That was why we are wise from the beginning to take oath. And the reason why we took oath is because of situation in the past. Because anybody who did not learn from the past is certain to miss the future. When you look at your back, you see, what mistakes have I made? How am I going to correct the future? That is a wise person. But if you sheepishly forget your past and step into the future, you are likely to make the same mistakes. All of you, I'm talking to you, Biafrans, whatever you are. We are wise. Biafrans are wise. So from day one, we have taken the opportunity that we have to take oath so that nobody will look back. Stating from Ifajona, that brought us to be very wary, very cautious, and of course, very, very diligent. That was why every Tom, Dick, and Harry, I remember Uzoka continuously before Uchemefo, Wokukua stepped in. He says, anybody who did not take oath, is anybody who did not take oath here? In fact, he was trying to pick up a little boy, of course, out of joke. I say, hey, did you take any oath? Of course, he was told that he's a little boy. He's under 18. And we left it at that. But he was very, very cautious. He doesn't want anybody who did not take any oath to be here with us. Because that's how serious Biafrans are. You cannot be in our midst and be the one to betray us. Anyway, enough of this. Let me take this opportunity to address the UN. My PA told me this a few days ago that I should take this opportunity to address the UN. UN has a mandate. They have an act, 1951. That indigenous people, wherever they are, supposed to be self-determined. Since Director Nnamdi, Onwuamburuburu Nnamdi Kanu Hamadike, has been arrested, UN remain mute, remain placid, remain dumb. I tweeted some few days ago that Ban Ki-moon looks very tired and is supposed to be retired because the guy is tired. He doesn't know which direction to follow. You enacted a law. You put it down on the paper. Now, this is what people should follow. And they followed it. When the person has a hiccup, you don't want to say anything anymore. Are you cowards? Or are you maintaining what you ask? UN, Ban Ki-moon, we've tweeted, we've emailed, we have written you, we have demonstrated. Biafrans are demonstrating peacefully. That is the difference between us and the zoo. We know that the world, especially Britain, they don't like peaceful agitation. They want you to die. And that is exactly the same way UN act. When we start dying, you know, of course, they love the blood of blacks. They don't like the blood of Biafrans, especially the Ethiopians, to stay peacefully. So when our blood starts flowing, that's the time they will come. I don't know if they are Draculas that drink blood. UN, we have been given the opportunity to act. Time will come when we don't need you no more. Let me go to Amnesty. Amnesty International, you have a mandate that all you do is for human rights. Is director preaching evil. Amnesty, when Simon Mann and the son of Margaret Thatcher, the late leader of Great Britain, was arrested for trying to overthrow the Equatorial Guinea. He was arrested and kept in the zoo prison. Director Nnamdi Kanu, 2005, saw this guy, alerted Amnesty. You quickly rushed and rescued this guy. Why? Because he's got a white skin. That's all. Simon Mann, who was supposed to have committed treason, was freed with the son of late Margaret Thatcher. They were all seen. These are people who committed crime to overthrow a government. But Nnamdi Kanu Hamadike was preaching peacefully. Agitation, he wants to go. Amnesty International. Let me go to European Union. European Union, 2007. You said every indigenous supposed to go their separate ways. European Union, what are you waiting for? Is it because Nnamdi Kanu is a black man? Or is it because he's a Biafran? Shame on all of you. You erected all these little quasi organizations here and there to steal and take money. I know Buhari have taken our blood, our oil money to bribe all of you. That is why all of you remain placid like a cucumber. Nobody wants to talk anymore. You made a law, you don't follow your law. What a shame, but Biafrans have shown you that we are far more intelligent than all of you. All the laws you made, we have outlived it, we have overlived it, we demonstrate. We don't kill. We don't shoot any single gun. All we carry is our banner. We remain peaceful in our agitation. We remain courageous. We remain intelligent. We remain talented. We remain lawful. That is Biafra for you. With all the laws you created, you have never implemented any single law. I hope my PA will be happy that I have been able to demonstrate and put her views forward to the all the world creation. America, now we are only waiting for Trump because we don't have any faith in Hillary Clinton. We don't. Because, can you please lower that, please? We don't understand what Hillary Clinton are doing. Because the Haitians, people from Haiti, those are our brothers who supported us during the Jambi-Afran War. Their gold mines is in the hands of Bill Clinton and their wife. Because they are blacks, you control whatever gold they have. That is exploitation. That was why the British don't want to hands off in anything at Biafra because of oil and gas. Eventually, we will leave. Britain is, England especially, is the first world democracy in the world. But when it comes to Biafrans, they look away. Why? Their stomach first. Their interest first. Biafrans are dying. Britain, you represent yourself. You tell the world that you represent law. You represent order. Even your little dogs here have rights. But Biafrans, intelligent Biafrans have no rights. You send us over to the hands of pedophile, uncircumcised people to be overloading things on top of Biafrans. What a shame. British people, are you doing this that in the next few years we still look in your face and do business with you at all? You are maltreating Biafrans and we are not happy. We have demonstrated. Very soon now, we are going to demonstrate again on behalf of Director Nnamdi Kanu Onwuahburuburu for his freedom, for the freedom of Biafra. Britain, we have given you enough chance because you are human beings, you are intelligent. Our values are the same as yours. We know that you love Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram because they are idiots. They cannot reason for themselves. And of course, you like where you make money. That is why you send them over to us. People that has no money, they have no brains, they have nothing. Biafrans, because we are winding down, I could go and on because I get passionate when I'm talking about Biafra, our freedom, and the way our people are dying. Sometimes I feel like exploding. This is not fair. The world, UN, Amnesty, USA, Britain, you are maltreating Biafrans. If Britain said today, the pedophile, release Nnamdi Kanu, so it will be done. But they are stepping on him because of oil and gas. Britain, the injustice you are doing will affect you and your family one day because we have somebody we serve as Chukwu Abiyama who has the law of karma, the law of retributive justice, because whatever you do in this world, you will pay back. And that is what Biafrans depend on. Hausa Fulani, COC was saying, the ammunition they are bringing Biafra land. Of course, they cannot even manufacture ordinary children toy. Hausa Fulani Boko Haram cannot manufacture toothpick, even ordinary spoke. But you ask them to be over us. What a shame, Britain. We used to have almighty respect for you, but British respect are all gone in the drain. Because you are watching Biafrans being killed, you go to their parliament, you talk briefly, and that's it. Because what? Your oil. You are feeding the queen. Through the blood of Biafrans, Chukwu Abiyama will judge all of you. Good evening, Biafrans. Uche Mefo, Mokuku, I'm handing this back to you. May God bless all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Barrister, for that. Barrister is, of course, very well charged, and he has said it all. We will take calls from here. I mean, we will allow people here in this town hall meeting to speak, and we crave the indulgence of our brothers and sisters and friends of Biafra from around the world to allow us this time. Thank you.
Nuru lanyo, nam nuru lanyo. Onwe mbe ike mmadụ jaka ike Chukwu. Onwe mbe ike kwensu jaka Chukwu. Nna nụrụ Chukwu kere ụwa nụrụ lanyị o. Nụrụ Chukwu kere ụwa nụrụ lanyị. All hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. I heard this song as a child during the Biafran War. Although to translate it, it just means God, hear, hearken to our cries. There's never will the strength of a human being be greater than that strength of God. And God has continued to help us all. We were meant to be wiped out. I give you a single instance during the war when there was an air raid in the village where I was. The bomb exploded when they dropped it, and the whole land, the whole ground shook, and you just thought, you know, you're dead. But the repercussion of that bombing is that somebody was living in London, and part of the casualty was his mother was killed, somebody called Bob, for want of a better name. He came to UK to study, and the war broke out, so he stayed here. The bomb that landed killed his mother, and he was in London. So it took a lot of persuasion for him to be dissuaded from owning a gun to shoot the next Nigerian he sees. So the point I'm trying to make is that when you have a war, you never know the consequence. You never know the extent to which you can unleash a cataclysmic repercussion. So please, my brothers and sisters, we have done everything to avert a second war. And Britain, US, EU, UN, everybody knows what we've been through. Between 3 to 6 million people have died, and they're still dying. So we are appealing to the world to allow a more sensible way out of this situation. One of them is simple referendum. Ask the people what they want. Do you want us to carry on being killed? The answer is no. Do you want us to stay in a place where we are going to continue to be killed? The answer is no. So what do? You redraw the map that was drawn artificially and let Biafrans go. That way you have peace. That way you save lives. So I'm appealing to every single one of us to remain resolute, because eventually this is the only logical way of stopping further loss of lives. Britain know this, US know this, UN know this, every single person know this. Even the unborn children will know about it. So one day we shall be free. So continue to sing that song that Onwe mbe ike mmadu ndaka ike Chukwu Chineke nuru anyi ndibo.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Lloyd, for that. This is live broadcast, and we are moving forward.
Oh, Hebi Afra. This 1 minute, I want to spend it to talk to the British government and the entire UN precisely. I think the whole issue relies on them for now. My name is Chris Ogonus Ebe. I'm an engineer here in UK. And the truth is, I came from a place where a Hina declaration was put up before the Civil War by Ojukwude. The truth is, UK knows the best way to handle it. They have good economists who can do political economics. As the earlier speaker said, they did their Brexit. It was very okay. And we are asking for their exit this time to make it very diplomatic and direct. We need, if that is what it would take for the Buhari's regime to come to terms
with the entire Biafrans. We need a referendum. And that is the best solution to it by my own assessment. Maybe I'm wrong, but you people are better on it. They should remember the abduction of Chris McManus, who was taken on the 12th of May 2011 and ended up being shot by the Boko Harams. That was the second British man, a white man, killed in the cell of Nigeria by the northern proliferate whom they are aiding and arming. As long as I'm concerned, if the UK and the entire United Nations comes into agreement and call a spade, we don't have any need to agitate. Sudan did it, and so many other people have done it. It's particularly in Africa. Biafra can really have it done. Thank you.
All hail Biafra. Once more, my name is Ifan Chukwu Madabuchi. What I want to touch on is the idea that our people are being bought over to commit fratricide. Fratricide is brother killing. Mende. You take money from foreigners to kill your own. How logical is this? You take money that belongs to you to kill your own, to maintain a status quo. And my question is, what is this status quo you want to take money to maintain? The status quo that says that Hausa Fulani, who come from Futajalo Mountain and Adamawa Mountain, we come and earn oil in Biafra land and Biafrans, and we'll be scavenging all over the world. The status quo that says that oil from Bayelsa belongs to Jigawa, men, do you want to maintain this? The status quo that says that Biafra has to score 139 points to go to Federal College or University, and somebody from Yobe or Kobe or Sokoto or Maiduguri can score only 4, 2, 3 and go to university. In what land are you living? I don't think you are so stupid. Please, my people, mend, change. You can mend your ways. That is part of mending. You can mend your ways and become Biafran and fight for what is yours. All hail Biafra!
The truth is that mend is it's a spent force. It is these are political contractors who have sold the collective interests of their people for their own selfish aim. There is no place for such people on this platform. Biafra is not for sale.
All hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. My name is CJ Maduka Okafor, and I am from Opo in Newi South. My fellow Biafrans back home, this is for you. I was listening to one of our sisters, Waka Biafra. I've forgotten her name now. And she was going around speaking to people. And as Uche before, sometimes encourage people to speak their native language. I encourage you. I am a big fan of one language for Biafra. But at the moment, we haven't got one. If you come on the radio, speak your local language. My uncle fought in the Biafra War. Incidentally, he was one of the Ogbunigwe makers. Hence, he came back and became a radio fixer. He's in the village. He has friends who cannot understand their grammar. So when you speak, at least speak Pidgin sometimes so that our local folks back home can understand not too much big grammar. In fact, we run out of time, but there's one information I want to give to people back home. People back home, if you have Android phone, this is very important. Our sister said Google and DSS, they follow your location. If you have an Android phone, what you need to do to avert these people is you take out your back cover, take out the battery, you see a silver plate. That's where your that's your serial number. That's your identity. Peel off that silver plate. Put it in the bush. They will never ever trace you. That's how they can track you. But take out your battery. You see a silver plate. Peel it off. If you flip it the other side, you see there's a wire around it. That's how they can track you. And again, I beg on Biafrans back home. You can do little, and you think it's a little. No, it's not little, it's much. What I want you to do, again, I'll remind you, buy yourself pens, black, red, green, and yellow for our 11 fingers. In the night, go to billboards. I want to come back and see this on the street. Go to billboard, go to bus stop, everywhere. Paint Biafra flag. You're making a very big statement there. Our teacher, Nnamdi Kanu, always said, do what you can do to get us Biafra. They will kill us, we will kill them. In the end, Biafra will come. They won't.
All hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. 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 Are we feeling sleep?
No.
All hail Biafra. Biafra. Ebeka Unusi. Ebeka Unusi. Agama hapo. Game bozo gabili agama hapo Biafra. Game bozo gabili Biafra garden. Umi koli bemo jikere kwenu na bia. Uma bawi bemo. All hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. Please, please be seated. Before we start thinking of going home, we all will take picture with our deputy director, Maze Uchemefo. And also, I want to thank each and every one of us here that make this very gathering today a successful one. I say, Mechukwu Kikabiama, guide each and every one of us. The people residing in Biafra land, anywhere you are, part of this world, I say, may Almighty Chukwu Okikabiama strengthen his mighty hand on each and every one of us listening tonight or going to listen tomorrow, and bless and shower his blessings upon us. All hail Biafra. On behalf of my fellow Biafrans here, once again, Wokukua, the Honorable, the Deputy, keep on keeping on. We love you for your good work. It is a privilege. So many people in different parts of the world have been wishing to have director or the deputy or Barrister Imam Mezu. I will everything. We have everything. Very soon, we're going to hijack a Mazi Clifford Iloanya. Believe you me, he's going to visit us here in UK in time to come. Very soon. Very soon, Mazi TOC Clifford Iranya will visit us here in UK. Ikwere na Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. Ikwere na Biafra, wenyere mofa kagelo.
Ikwere na Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. Ikwere na Biafra, wenyere mofa kagelo.
All hail Biafra. Biafra.
Yes, I just want to. Uzoka has said something our dear Obalanjoku day is still here. Somebody will have to say the closing prayer for us. We started with prayer and we have to end with prayer because God Almighty is here in our midst. We have just, you know, try to rub minds together on issues affecting us as a people, but because of time constraint, we have to go. But this is not the end of the gospel for the restoration of Biafra. anywhere we are, in our homes, in our places of economic endeavor, in our workplace as we walk on the road, it is about Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. It is freedom. We are thanking everybody around the world, especially those listeners who have been calling. They wanted to air their views. There is no time for this time around. What we can do is to do an extended program for this to happen. But be assured that Biafrans in the United Kingdom are formidable and they remain resolute, and we are determined to restore Biafra. Diela Obalanjo Kude, you shall live.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
In vernacular, Otana Gula Opo Shebulem. As the priest will say, Itamisa Est. Opo Shebu, the mass communion. Otana Wukwani, the Hejime. Mwoguru, Anye, Otana Gula Opo Shebule, Anye. Yahu, the mass is over. Go you in peace. We've deliberated, commiserated with one another, prayed to Almighty God. Whatever we could not say today, there will be another day. But we are grateful to you, Nanyi, God, Chukwa Biama. The way you brought up together, we reasoned with one another, atoned, and laid our complaint to you. In conclusion, I'm praying that all the requests we made to you, that you will grant it to us in the name of your son, Yeshua.
Yes.
As we are going home, may we go in peace.
Yes.
Some of us who were unable to come here, if it's true, ill health, may they recover as quickly as possible.
Yes.
As we are going, those of us, we didn't drink. Even if we drank, may the policeman never see us. May we have smooth journey to our home and meet our respective family. All this we ask in the name of Chukwa Biama. Peace be unto you.
Thank you, Sir Diola Obalanjoku, for that closing prayers. We thank God Almighty for having made it possible for us to have come together this evening to have deliberated in this time hall, town hall meeting. This is not the end of it, this is just the beginning. We intend to be doing this at least once every month. And we are doing this to encourage Biafrans around the world in the spirit of communal relationship. For this gospel of Biafra to be preached more than ever before with every amount of resoluteness. From us, from here, the family of Biafrans in the United Kingdom, by precisely London, it is good night. May God bless you. Thank you very much.
All hail Biafra.
Chineke kwa
padolu mirale hina mana ngode kwani me ya hoko koi ngadi nduwe fuya o oge me munanya ngadi nduwe huya o oge me munanya ho ho Godim mabia fura na nwelo nwe fa garden do fuya nanya O mi bo garden do we fuya igbo garden we fuya O mi gala ni na garden do we fuya Igwe ocha gari ndu we hu ya iho machukwu kwadoro ni ya okoko Ido manile gari ndu we hu ya okoko Ugoja gari ndu we hu iho machukwu kwadoro ni ya nani biafura Shekiri, I got in the way for ya. I need a gadio. We feel how much in a gap, but on the ya. Nani Biafra. Kerimaka habide. Abolima got in the way for ya. Iba hike, I eat Jona Quibom. Otoke okele kagaden duwe huya mazin namudi kalu ohamadi kendi biafra wonyomani gaden duwe huya director radio biafra biafra tv he gaden duwe huya IPOB in a garden do where for ya, indigenous people of Biafra. Iyachineke kwadorondia, nani Biafra, oganiru, na ngunenu, wogonogondu nalusike, ayi garden do where for ya, ayi gakasi obodondioso. Na banani ana atungwa fia no de no de agriculture gaboba o ifo lili ewe de I got in do we for ya ndia yimuline ndi munafaso agbambo makodi mabiafra anya manwuchu dike na ni got in do o Balubanu hebu dema Mazi uche mefo Deputy Director Radio Biafra Igaden duwe huyoma Chuku kwa dolo ndia Ijinia chuku emeka Iruanya Coordinator of all coordinators, he got in the way for ya, he got a hikaleka. Mazi Onyonyo, head of directorate, IBOB, he got in the way. Barista Imamezu, Chuku Jigalolu Dike, Aini Negadin.
Quando we fi for machuku padurai Babuna muwem Chine dwazodo Yeni munye krepoto naboku Aga madendu we fi for machuku padolu
Yeah. my boy, Abu Memba.
Yes, yeah, Abu Memba. Yes, yeah, Abu Memba. Yes, yeah, indigenous of Biafra.
Omo Reba, Abu Memba.
Yes, yeah, Abu Memba. Yes, yeah, Abu Memba. Yes, yeah, indigenous of Biafra.
Hey, banke, Abu Memba.
Yes, yeah, Abu Memba. Yes, yeah, Abu Memba. Yes, yeah, indigenous of Biafra.
Oh, go, yeah, go, yeah. Candy, can I make it?
What does that? What does that?
Simon, who was Simon, who was